Hey, welcome to a special pre-holiday edition.
Holiday!
Of Tip Tap Tip. Holy shit, Rochelle.
What?
I'm having second thoughts about this holiday.
Yeah, I know. I'm not, though.
As we've been telling you guys over the last few episodes, Rochelle and I are going for a very much needed holiday slash honeymoon type situation coming up. We're going to the nice place called Cancun. We actually established that we are actually going there by booking a hotel less than a week before we were going there. But hey,
it's fine.
Now, the only thing we need to watch out for is shit blowing up. Now, I was reading a story today. Now, actually, a city, in fact, that you had actually gone to before. I think it was for your brother's wedding, in fact.
Yes. But the hotel wasn't in that city. It was about an hour away from that city.
Okay. So today, I was reading the news. Because, you know, it's... Because I like to keep on top of these things because I've never really been outside of... Well, I've been to the United States a few times, but I've never been off the continent. And technically, Mexico is on the same continent, but I feel like I'm going to another planet, a very dangerous planet where people look at me and they say, how can I kidnap that person and kill them? I'm gonna have to.
Are you serious?
I'm a bit nervous. I'm not gonna.
Well,
joke.
You can stay behind. I'll just take the cat or something.
Yeah. So I guess today at one of the hotels in Playa del Carmen, there was a huge explosion, and by huge I mean several people actually died. Three Canadians, in fact, have three or four at last count have died because of this explosion. Now immediately I thought, uh-oh. Shit's going down. The shitstorm has come right to the doorsteps of wherever we're going to be staying at, and I'm going to have to get off the plane and with guns ablazing and defend my life. But it actually turns out that it was not actually an intentional explosion. But it was
so we're still going.
We're still going.
And you're not going to be scared.
I'm going to be a little bit less scared, all right?
And you're not going to have guns ablazing.
No, but I will keep a very watchful eye of to make sure that people aren't staring at me too long. I get nervous, Rochelle. I never go outside of the apartment.
You go outside of the apartment? What are you talking about?
I never go outside of
Canada.
10-block radius, rarely, if ever. Let's be clear.
It will be fine. It will be fine.
Okay.
Mexico is nice.
But you know what's going to help take the edge off our show? Lots and lots of alcohol. And apparently...
Lots of people go to Mexico all the time. All the time.
I think they've been...
You don't have to worry.
All right. I think I'll be fine. But anyways... So this...
Are you a drug dealer?
No.
There you go. Check. No one's going to hurt you. Do you have lots of money?
Also, no.
There you go. They don't give a shit about you. Are you an asshole?
I'm generally pretty cordial to most people. I say my please and thank yous when I'm...
Okay, there you go. That's another good thing. Do you like Mexican food?
I do like Mexican food.
Awesome. So they'll like you because you like their food.
Does saying that in Canadian go very far? I know it does in European countries. Like if you see you're Canadian, they'll generally treat you a little bit better than if you're say that you're American.
I don't know.
Right. So you shouldn't be wearing like a big Canadian flag T-shirt. In Canada number one.
No.
Mexico number three.
No.
No.
Just don't be a dick. That's all.
All right. Just checking. So I'm a little bit less scared.
The only thing I'm nervous about is, are you going to drown in the ocean? Because you don't know how to swim.
Yeah, I'm not the strongest swimmer. I'll make that very, very, very clear.
Okay, so I'm just going to make sure that you don't go swimming after you've had the tequila.
Well, if I go in the deep end of anything, it might be an issue.
The pools there don't really have deep ends because they have bars in them. So, you know, you get drunk in the pool.
Yeah.
They don't want you drowning.
Because?
I don't think there's any such thing as a lifeguard there.
All right. There's just a bunch of guys who know how to swim better than you. Right?
All right. Hey, the drunk is saying it makes no sense. If you like the food, they will like you. Well, what I'm trying to say is if you like their culture or something about their culture, then they'll like it that you like that.
Let's hope. Let's hope for my life that that is the case.
And that you have something in common, right. Kind of.
So we got to actually, while we're talking on about our vacation, I'll just sort of say this. You know, we're going to be gone for 2 weeks, but don't let that think that there's not going to be some tip-tap-tip come to you. We've got some things planned. How it's going to work is this. I'm going to schedule some older shows, which you may or may not have heard of before, to come up like magic.
Are they going to be specially selected awesome shows?
Yeah, we'll pick some. Okay. Ones that we happen to like. Okay. And we'll just sort of throw them into the feed so that they'll come up. I guess we'll just do it like when they would usually come up, like the Wednesday or...
So if people are subscribed to Tip Tap Tip in iTunes, then it will just
exactly.
Show up.
Exactly. It's just the...
But it's not going to show up on the website.
Oh, it is going to show up on the website. Oh, okay. But I'll just make a point of calling it whatever. Replay, whatever.
Okay.
It's just so it distinguishes it from the original one. But yeah, that's just, you know, so you don't forget about us and we don't come back and like no one gives a shit anymore. We don't want that. We don't want to...
Nope. Not right before we do the live show.
Not be right before like episode 200 and no one gives a fuck when we get back. We're like, yay. So yeah, so the thing is this, all you need to do is either subscribe to our show on iTunes, which is very easy. There's if you go to our website, tiptaptip.com, click on the link, which looks like iTunes. It even says subscribe for free. Or if you want to just go to our website and just play it through there, you can also do it that way. Just like magic, it'll come up in the days that we're away. We won't be doing any live streaming, of course, because we won't be here to live stream. But if you subscribe, it'll be like we're there. And it'll be interesting because if you haven't heard our earlier shows, they're pretty interesting because I think...
So these episodes that we're doing, those ones don't really count in the number because...
No. They're not going to count towards 200, right?
Yeah. Okay.
They're just going to be something else. But, so all you need to do is just subscribe and like magic, it will come to you. Now, Rochelle had mentioned, that actually, if you happen to be in Calgary, which is the lovely city where we live, where hotels don't explode, that's the fact. When's the last time?
Yeah, okay. We don't need to talk about that because I don't want to. I'm not changing my mind. I still want to go.
Yeah, I'm going.
If WestJet is flying there, then you know it's obviously okay.
Yeah. So what is happening on December 1st is that there's going to be a live podcasting event in Calgary. Ourselves plus several other Calgary podcasters are going to be taking the stage at the Auburn Saloon. December 1st, from 6 p.m. onwards. And we'll be doing a live podcasting thing, hopefully in front of a full audience. I'm crossing my fingers. There's a
I hope it's not a full audience.
Why?
Because then I won't be as nervous on stage.
Whatever. Just
I hope nobody shows up. Just one person.
And you know that one person, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That'll be fine, man. Just do what I do. Knock one or two back right before you get on stage. Get the blood flowing.
Picture everybody naked.
Get the blood flowing. Get the heart pumping, and just let the good times roll. It'll be fun.
Yeah, except if you get too drunk, then you say stupid shit, and then you're watching it afterwards, and you're like, "Oh my goodness, what was I thinking?"
Don't chew on the headphone cord, please. That allows you to hear.
Fun though.
Well, if you don't like hearing the shit. Then that's it.
It's all covered in rubber. I won't be able to bite through it.
Whatever. Yeah. Are you good?
Yeah.
All right. Now the drunk is suggesting in our live chat here that we should be doing our episode 200 from Mexico. We'll probably, I'll probably record some like home videos and stuff like that. I'll bring the flip camera just for funsies, but I don't know whether or not that will actually make it to the show. might be up on one of our YouTube videos later on. Provided.
I just don't want to do anything at all. I just don't
want to. No, I understand.
Drunk and eat food. That's it.
Yeah, exactly. If stuff happens to come up.
No work.
No work. It's for real.
You know what I did last time I was in Mexico? I got my brother to record a video of me running on the beach, so I would have kind of like what the Baywatch girls do.
They do it in like slow motion?
No, he didn't do it in slow motion.
Did you run in pretend slow motion?
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
And then waved my arms a little bit more and stuff.
Mm-hmm. Do you want something else to fidget with? Because that hurt.
No.
All right. I'm watching you and I'm thinking, all right.
Well, it's not as bad as your nail clippers that you fidget with that squeak and I can hear it from the other room.
Mm-hmm. Actually, I'll say this. We mentioned one way to listen to our show, which is either through our website or to subscribe through iTunes. But another even funner way, is to check us out.
Funner is not a word. More fun
way, pardon me, is to check us out in our live streaming. When we do shows, we generally record them live and broadcast them live, except for the times that we don't.
We never don't do that.
We never don't anymore. But
we can't talk. We never don't.
We never don't. Yeah, so you can go in there. You can listen to us live and join the chat and hang out. It's fun. And it makes the show even more fun for us and for those who are listening to it.
It's a party.
You can fire off questions our way, comments, et cetera, et cetera.
Yep.
And we can do stuff. So, anything going on in the salon, Rochelle? No? Yes?
Oh, you know what? I didn't think about it.
Oh, you did not think about it. You come up with this great...
Oh, I know. You know what? Honestly, I've just been talking to my clients about Netflix a lot and how awesome it is.
Yeah.
That's pretty much it. And everyone hears all different stuff. Like, a lot of people are like, well, I heard that, you know, they haven't, it's not very good in Canada yet and they haven't got new things on it. Blah, blah,
you know what
blah.
I say? $7.99. Deal with it. You know?
Well, I say if you're looking for something in particular, and it's a newer release thing, you won't find it.
Yeah.
But if you're open to suggestions,
yeah,
then you'll find it. And then the minute you tell them about like the star rating thing, you know how you can rate the movies yourself,
and
ones you really liked, and then how it finds the ones that are similar to that.
Based on what you like. Yeah.
So it's pretty awesome.
Like the other day when what came up, what was that weird category?
Oh, that...
Steamy
indie
gay and lesbian dramas. I'm like, Rochelle, what the fuck are you watching while I'm asleep? Holy shit, that's ridiculous.
What was that from though? Now I can't remember.
It's because you watch Short Bus.
Because I watch Short Bus,
and I'm going through the Netflix. I'm like, Rochelle, really? For real?
And then it's so funny because the titles for you are documentaries that you will think you like are. So, similar to science fiction theater.
Yeah. It's funny. Actually, yeah, the drunk is saying in our live chat about the human centipede. Yeah, they did have that.
Yeah, you watched it. You said it sucked, so I didn't watch it.
I don't know. I was just a bit disappointed.
Yeah.
Really. It was just, once you get over the fact that, like, you know, somebody's mouth is stitching another person's ass, it's like, all right, I get it. Now what?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's like, all right, it's gross.
It's like the story doesn't really continue from
there. It's like, yeah, it's gross. All right, yeah, somebody's shitting into another person's mouth, but you don't actually see it.
Yeah.
You just kind of, it's kind of implied by someone going, bug eyes, and then...
Gross.
And the front guy going, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Oh, that's so gross.
Yeah, he was pretty apologetic about that. But what can you do, man? When somebody's face is stitched your asshole, you gotta shit sometime, right?
Anyway, this show I'm watching right now is pretty good. That Dead Zone.
Oh, the Dead Zone. Yeah, it's funny. Rochelle and I have this game. It's not really an official game, right? But we have whenever we watch a TV series,
or movies,
we play this game, Canadian or not Canadian, right? Now it's hard to explain because there's certain production values that
we've talked about this before.
Yeah, we have.
Because Fast Forward did an article about it and listed off some Canadian things. And anyway, yeah, you totally called it. You were like, yeah, Canadian. And like, at the end, I'm like, oh, yeah, Canadian.
At the very end of the credits, it's like Telefilm Canada. I'm like, I fucking knew it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's still good, though.
Hey, you seem to like it. It's a new show to watch, so whatever. Yeah. And the one girl who was on the last season of Deep Space Nine was on there.
And what's that guy? That
Anthony Michael Hall.
Yeah, he's from Weird Science.
He's from Weird Science. He's from Breakfast Club. He's from National Lampoon's Vacation.
But it's like 20 years later.
Yeah, like he was
a show.
Yeah, he was a kid, right? Like, you know, I'm guessing it's probably like 40-something now.
Yeah.
Oh, you're just going to chew on that.
It's not licorice. I'm not. Oh, I wish it was licorice.
It's not.
Anyway, I can't think of anything else that, like the salon, it's been really busy. And so, it's kind of hard to focus on what the conversation was.
Oh, well.
Yep.
Well, I'm sure we'll have something awesome for one of our upcoming episodes. But, this is something, I found, this is something which kind of went crazy on Friday. This, clip. Let me just quickly set it up for you. I guess there's this United States Postal Service worker, right? And, he's delivering a certified letter to this lady. Now, I guess it was maybe it was addressed to her husband or whatever, right? But, you know, the thing about the certified letters, it's one of those letters that you sign to verify that you've signed it.
That you've received it.
That you've received it.
Yeah.
All right. So.
Okay. Can I tell you something?
Sure.
Totally, totally different.
Okay.
One time I cut this guy's hair who was a postal worker, and because he was so used to carrying that side bag on one side, mm-hmm. he couldn't even sit straight, and he tilted his head to one side.
That'll happen. If I was a postal worker, I'd switch it up.
Well, you can do it where you have like a bag on each side of you. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Anyway.
All right. So.
Certified letter.
Certified letter, right? So this woman signed for it. I guess it's addressed to her husband. And the thing is, you know, you signed for it, you can't give it back because that's the whole point of signing, paying for a certified letter is to guarantee that that person has received it, right?
Yeah.
So there's a bit of an incident. Now, actually, you know what? That's all I'm going to say. All right, so let's just hear this play out.
Can you give me the fucking thing back?
Ma'am, I can't.
There's a police officer who lives right there in the front of my nose. Give me the fucking thing back. I don't want the letter.
Please don't do that, ma'am. Please don't
do that. I will. I don't want the letter. Give me the cards back.
Ma'am, please don't do that.
I said I don't want the letter. Give me the cards back.
Ma'am, you already signed for
me. If I keep it, I sign. I don't want it.
Ma'am, please don't do that.
It's not for me. This is not for me. This is not for me. It's the wrong name.
What, how can it be the wrong end?
Because the Rotary Club, my husband, this is not for me. They've addressed it to the wrong person. I don't want it. I don't want to legally open it, and I want it back. I don't sign for somebody else's mail.
Ma'am, can you just bring it back to the office and
No. Take it back because it's not mine.
I cannot give you this.
You want the signatures, you fucking nigger thief. You want me to lock you
up? All right. So.
Whoa.
So
she's crossed the line.
Yeah. All right. So we're about a minute in. We got 3 minutes left. She's already dropped her first N-bomb. And it just gets better from here on in, Rochelle. Well, I'm better. I mean, it just gets even crazier.
Okay.
So
her voice is really irritating.
Yeah.
Up for life, you asshole. Give me my stiff shit back.
Ma'am.
And I'm not prejudiced, but right now I'm getting real pissed off.
Ma'am, why are you calling me names? I mean, I'm just delivering your bill.
Because you're acting like a nigger. Now give me the cards back.
All right, ma'am. I'm going to have to go, ma'am. I'm sorry.
Give me the cards back.
Ma'am, I'm sorry. Why are you calling me the end name?
Because you're acting like a moron. Give me the cards back.
I can't, ma'am.
Call me a nigger. I don't care. Well, give me the cards back.
Ma'am, I'm not going to call you names.
I'm not going to call you names. Could you give me the card back?
I can't, ma'am. I can't. You verified it, and you verified that was...
If I take it, I sign for it. If I don't take it, I don't. And I'm going to give it back to you because I don't want it. There's no money involved here.
Ma'am,
give it back to me. I don't want it.
Ma'am, I cannot do this, ma'am. Ma'am, I'm late for all the mails. I mean, for all the customers. I have to deliver their mail. You're holding me up.
They'll kill you.
Why you would have killed me, ma'am?
I don't, but they will.
Who?
White people.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
All right. So we get it.
It's a letter. Just take it, lady.
So like, apparently she doesn't like, she doesn't want this letter. And let's just sort of count this up so far. She's called him a N-word thief. She's basically threatened that white people are going to kill him over.
Oh, but I think it's really weird that she's like, I'm not racist. Prejudiced. You can call me the N-word, but I'm not prejudiced.
And actually, just to clarify a question in the chat about where she's from. She's from a place in Massachusetts, which is actually kind of surprising because one would think that this type of behavior would be found elsewhere. But
so he just happened to have like a video or a camera in his car and in his postal truck, and he just taped it?
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe there's probably a little bit going on before this. So.
Oh, okay.
All right, so let's and yes, we are live to Kiba 141 in the chat. Let's hear the rest of this.
White people,
we're not doing what I need you to do right now. Now please just give me back.
Ma'am, why are you ma'am, why you slap me, ma'am? Why you slap me, ma'am?
Taking things off, you idiot.
Ma'am, why you slapping me?
Why do you want to do this? You killed Martin Luther King. You niggas turn on each other. You stupid. You turn on me. I'm your
ma'am.
Leader. You're dumb.
Ma'am.
You're gonna all go under.
Why you slap me, ma'am?
Because I want my fucking thing.
But you didn't have to hurt me, ma'am.
You're being dumb. I am not hurting you. You're hurting me. I'm standing out in the cold and the wet with my socks on trying to get my card back. I don't want the letter.
Why you slap me, ma'am?
I am not slapping you. Don't admit your wife slapped you. Take the letter. I don't want the letter, and I want my
I don't believe
back.
You're doing this to me. I don't believe this. Why are you calling me a thief?
Because you won't give me the cards back.
I can't give you the cards back, ma'am.
You know what those people are doing?
Yes. What they're doing. What they are doing, ma'am. I mean, I don't know them.
I educate you so fast so that you'd understand. The black women are against the black men because they've been exploited so much. They're with the Hitler-esque people. They're with the white people. They work against black men underneath it all. There are very few white women who've had the strength to work with for the black
men. Can you give me a chance to call my employer before you slap me again?
I cannot, and you're going to turn on me, and then...
I'm not going to turn on you, ma'am. I just delivered your mail, and you slap me.
But your IQs are lower, and so therefore the people who need to help you, you don't believe in. Because you've been kept from being educated in the norm stream for so many years, that the other people forged ahead, and it's true, you have to understand this. My mother taught in a black school, okay? I looked at all the IQ scores of the kids. Well, listen to me. She taught at a black
ma'am,
school.
I don't want, ma'am, I don't want to hear that story. The thing is, I'm here in...
And anyways, that's the end of that. Holy shit.
Wow, that lady's fucking weird.
Yeah. To say the least.
She's got some vented anger. Oh.
I would
and some really fucked up ideas.
Yeah, it was I watched this on Saturday morning right before I went to work, and I was just like, holy fuck, this woman is crazy.
You said not Saturday morning before you went to work?
Sorry, Friday morning rather.
Oh.
And I watched it and I was like, holy shit. I couldn't believe it. Not only is she just outright fucking racist,
yeah.
She's being condescending and like having this weird sort of superiority thing going on as well too,
What is she saying with black women or with the white people or something like that?
I don't know. She's just,
that's weird.
It's kind of crazy. So yeah, this kind of went crazy over the end.
The drunk is saying, in the end, the guys in the white suits come and take her to the happy farm.
It's funny you should mention that because there's sort of a follow up to this story throughout the day because people wanted to know more about this woman, right?
Yeah.
And it turns out this wasn't like the first time, like, this wasn't an isolated incident. Apparently she's all sorts of crazy. And she's had run-ins with the law on a number of different occasions, right?
Yeah.
And most of the occasions involve her just sort of screaming things at the police or this or that. But yeah, it was kind of this suddenly, makes Mel Gibson seem a little bit bad. Yeah. I don't know. Mel Gibson doesn't seem so bad.
I don't know. I think her and Mel Gibson would make a perfect couple. They're both fucking nuts.
They would just yell at each other, back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's, something else. I guess, you know, people like that exist, and all it takes for a person to turn on you is you not taking back their certified letter, and next thing you know, it's N-word this, N-word that.
But the thing is, like, he can't take back the certified letter.
No, well,
like,
the thing is this. Like, yeah, because I remember when I used to work at a postal outlet when I was younger, and the whole point of a certified letter is the person on the other end knows exactly who signed for it. Now, who signed for it doesn't necessarily have to be the name of the person that is on the envelope, but it is trackable, right?
That's the thing. So it just has to have the right.
You know, so.
Can the person look at it, the letter before, to say that they're going to accept it?
Yeah, I think in this particular case, she just kind of signed it without thinking about it.
Oh, okay.
But whatever, right? You know, then she has to deal with it. Like, you know. That's her own, you know, she shouldn't be taking it out on this dude.
If I was this dude, I would have driven off a long time ago.
Yeah, I would have just,
like, there's no point in sticking around to hear all that shit.
I would have rolled up my window. Yeah. I would have just kept on driving and let this woman just go take the crazy on her.
Yeah.
So it's kind of nuts. Yeah, this world we live in, Rochelle.
Crazy.
All right, so speaking of racist, this is something which happened a few weeks ago in Canada, of all places. Sort of a Halloween type incident at one of the Canadian Legions. You know, Canadian Legion. It's for
places. I think I know what you're gonna say.
Where, you know, the vets hang out, right?
Yeah, I think I know the story.
All right, well, I'll read it anyways, and then you can say if you do or don't. Formal apology issued by the Canadian Legion chapter's president over a racist Halloween costume isn't good enough for one resident. Marc Andre says he will never again set foot in the Legion Hall after a man in a Ku Klux Klan robe and hood holding a noose around the neck of another man in blackface during a costume contest. All right. At one point, when you're coming up with ideas, Rochelle, do you go, okay, well, maybe this isn't, you know, maybe somebody might misinterpret this. See, you know, I'm sure maybe the guys at the Legion.
How can that be misinterpreted?
I'm just trying to get into the minds of these people when two people are coming up with this costume and they're saying, okay, oh man, this is gonna be a fucking hoot. We're gonna go down to the, Legion and people are gonna think that we're, you know, we're just being all funny. No.
That's not funny.
I don't think there's any way that you could spin this.
I don't think that there's any way that it would ever be okay.
Yeah.
But you know what?
What?
What's that movie that came out, that Inglourious Basterds?
Yeah.
They totally spun all of that situation around to make that funny, and I didn't think it was funny. Maybe these dudes thought that they were doing something similar to that.
So how did they do that in the movie?
Well, when they made it so that the Jews were killing the Nazis instead of the Nazis killing the Jews, and I was just like, whoa, too soon, sorry.
Well, it has been, what?
No, I think it's too soon. People who were in the war were still alive.
Yeah, but I think in the case of that particular movie, I think what they were trying to do is they're trying to spin it in the sense that, like, you know, it's more of a revenge movie, right? You know, where the Jewish people are kicking the shit out of these Nazis and carving swastikas in their forehead.
Right? Yeah, but it was gross.
It was gross.
So anyway,
Jewish, I would have been like, yeah, fuck you guys.
Whatever. So I think that these dudes probably just thought that they were doing something similar to that. Like, that was probably around the same time, like 1930s or whatever.
Yeah.
So they probably thought, you know, that was a long time ago. it will be funny.
So the interesting thing is
But I'm not justifying it. Like, I don't think it was appropriate at all.
So one of the members of this legion in which this incident happened actually happens to be a black man. All right. Mark Andrade, who is black, said, "You know, when you look at something and you can't believe what you see, that was my reaction." He owns a barbecue bistro just down the street from the Legion in Eastern Ontario town. He said that he left right away. But soon after, okay, this is the best part. But soon after, people who came to the restaurant from the Legion on Saturday and told him the pair had won first prize in the costume competition.
What? Who the fuck is judging that shit?
Oh shit. First prize to the Ku Klux Klan member and his slave. What the fuck?
Yeah, it's weird.
Holy shit. Joey Harrington, the Legion branch's president, issued a formal apology the next day. So,
what?
Well, not. It's like, we fucked up. You know, those guys fucked up, but.
I hate that when they do that.
Well, what can you do in a situation like that, right? It's like, first of all, I'd kick these guys out of the Legion.
Kind of resolve the situation as it's happening, not apologize for it afterwards. It's such a stupid thing to do. That's what everybody does nowadays. They do stupid shit and then they make a formal apology and then they think everything's okay.
First things first, before you apologize, you don't give them first prize in the costume contest.
Yeah.
Second thing, it's like, you know, you see them walking, you go, okay, guys, I'm sure that you put a lot of effort into these costumes and it's great that you're putting a lot of enthusiasm to Halloween and that's great. But, you know what? Maybe in this particular case, I'm just throwing it out there. A bunny costume and a clown might be more appropriate.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Because these dudes who dressed up like that, they're probably going to do it again next year because they won first prize, you know, and nobody. I don't know. If I was at that party, I don't know what I would do. I'd probably look at them and just be like, what the fuck
are they thinking?
But I wouldn't have the guts to, or wouldn't really care to go up and say to them, you guys are, this is totally inappropriate. But
you know what's going to happen next year is these guys are going, oh wow. Well, we won first prize last year, but we got to step it up because, you know, these competitions can be fierce next year. I got a great idea. All right. And these are the two guys.
Human caterpillar.
No. All right. Listen to me. I'm going to be Hitler and you're going to be a Jewish person in a concentration camp. Can we do this? Net first prize again. All right.
Yeah.
No.
Do people dress up as Hitler for Halloween?
Maybe
that's
joke.
That's kind of like an inappropriate costume.
It is inappropriate. But it can be.
I think Stalin would also be inappropriate.
Yeah.
Like,
I don't know. I was a horse. No one can get pissed off at a horse. What can I say about that?
Except when you shit on the road lots or something.
Okay, see. All right. Well, let's move on from racism to move on to more interesting things. Like this gentleman, Eddie, ran in with one of his friends. And that's not what I'm playing.
It was pretty good guess.
At least that's what Harvey Westmoreland and his brother Joseph used to think about former friends Troy Halt and James Hill. That was before May of last year on Willisburg Road, where Halt used to live.
My brother was cleaning out the stalls out there for Troy, you know, working for him. And they call want me to come around there when I get there. I realize that they're already drunk.
And of all things to fight about, Westmoreland says, punches started flying over this lawnmower.
Troy offered to buy it from me for $250. I paid $20 for it. He thought I was trying to cheat him. One thing led to another, and before I knowed it, there was knives and guns and everything just went haywire.
He says his brother had a mark on his neck where a knife was held, but Westmoreland's loss was more permanent.
They cut my beard and forced me to eat it.
He says Halt and Hill let them go, but threatened.
So anyways.
What is this story about?
So there's a drunken argument over a lawnmower. And I guess these guys are former friends of this gentleman who's speaking here. And in the ensuing argument, they cut off his beard. He still has a beard, mind you. And they forced him to eat his own beard.
That guy looks really funny. He kind of looks like a really, 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 really big hamster.
Yeah.
Because he's got a really big face and a tiny little mouth. Just like a hamster, like he's storing nuts in his cheeks.
Possibly. Yeah. So anyways, yeah.
That's probably why he likes the beard, because it makes his face look longer and less round.
Yeah. But I'm assuming his beard must have been a heck of a lot.
That'd be so gross to have to eat that much beard hair.
Beard hair is coarse.
Beard hair, you might as well eat like a dish scrubby. It's like the same.
Ugh. How could you even swallow that?
Ew, I know.
Wouldn't it just like stick to your?
I don't know.
I never tried. I don't.
Would almost be like eating your own pubic hair.
Well, not to be gross, but it would probably be about that same, like, you know, the same amount of coarseness and stuff. But you know, not like I'm.
Ew.
We're drawing assumptions, of course, because not like I'm going around eating pubic hairs and stuff, but. If I did, I'm sure it would taste like a beard.
Yeah, that's gross.
Too much?
Too much.
All right. Just saying. All right. No beards? All right. No beards for dinner?
I think you should have grown a mustache for Movember.
Oh, yeah. It's that thing again. The Movember.
Kind of would look good on you, and you'd be able to do it.
I could definitely grow one for the remaining part of the month. Easy.
Do it.
No, because I just don't feel like doing it.
Why?
Everybody else is doing it.
It's for prostate cancer.
Really?
Yeah.
All right. So how's it work?
So you grow a mustache, and then you go to the doctor and get a finger stuck up your butt to get checked.
Really? That's why people do it?
I don't know.
Like
no, it is that is why people do it. It is for prostate cancer.
Like to show support? Or
Yeah. Like a lot of companies are doing fundraisers and stuff. And I guess if you are doing, the Movember, like if you're growing a mustache, you can get people to like sponsor you for growing your mustache, and then all that money is donated. So this is what like a lot of my clients, like, are they're coming in with mustaches. And one of my clients, he's a pilot, and his company, everybody is growing a mustache, and then they actually raised enough money to put a mustache on the front of a plane. Like they drew it on the, painted it on the front of a plane.
That is kind of awesome.
It is pretty awesome. Like, and these are just small planes, like, you know, that are driven around for the oil companies and stuff. But Yeah, it was pretty cool.
I did mention this at the start of the show, but should mention that we are just in the midst of a pretty heated song contest. Now, we didn't get any entries this time around.
I really like calling it a song because it's not really a song. It's intro melody.
Intro theme.
It's not as long, right?
Intro theme contest thing. So how it works is this. Is we have the thing which we play at the beginning of the show, which sounds kind of like this. But longer. And what you do is you re-record it, or remix it, or reimagine it any way that you want, any style that you want. But, you know, keep it on the short-ish side so that if we do play it at the beginning of the show, it's not going to take... like several minutes to kind of go through, and then you send it to us as an MP3. And then what we do is we play the first of all we play the entries on the show because we, you know, they're
how long is our intro song that we have right now?
It's start to finish. It's 15 seconds. Short and sweet. Gets to the point. Done. But anyways, you send the MP3 to our email address info@tiptaptip.com. And the winner will receive a couple of things. They'll receive some Tip Tap Tip pins, which we do have. They are quite nice. They'll also have their...
Do we have lots of those left?
We have quite a few.
Okay.
Yeah. They'll also have that theme played on the beginning of the episode for at least 20 episodes. But you know what? Since it will be the winning entry, it will probably will be pretty awesome, and we will sure will play it quite often after that.
Yes, we're just saying like at least a minimum.
Minimum. And the best part of all is this. The winner gets a special exclusive episode of this show, not available anywhere else, not on our website, not in our iTunes or anything like that. No, just for them and them alone.
Are we going to do it so that we talk directly to them all the time? Like, hey, this is a great story just for you, Joe. We hope you like it. Like, is it going to be creepy like that or just normal?
We can do it any way we want, right?
I kind of like the creepy one.
All right, we'll do it that way. And we'll send that episode out to you on a USB key or something. So it'd be pretty awesome. So send your submissions in, info@tiptapdip.com. We look forward to hearing them. You have a couple weeks between that time that we go on vacation and the time we get back. So
Do we get any new ones recently?
No.
Can we play the last entry?
Well, we played that one when Shane was here, right? And that was a kind of weird one from Anthony Marco. Do you want to hear that one?
Let's play the John Meadows one.
All right. So we'll give you an example. First of all, I'll play our theme so you can kind of get a sense of what we're... Like, you know what? I'll just go right into the John Meadows theme so you can hear what that is about. So just give me a second here. Finding it out and doing stuff. And here we go. There you go.
I like it.
Rochelle, you know what? The microphones are really good at picking up.
I know.
What? When you crunch chips like right into there?
Can you guys hear me crunching my chips?
What?
I'm asking the drunk in the chat.
What's that?
If he can hear me crunching my chips.
I'm sure if I can hear it in my headphones, I'm certainly that they can hear it.
Oh, see, he says no. Okay, so that's okay.
All right. So then that's okay then. Crunch, crunch, crunch. So let's go to, I found, actually, this is a thing. On it, you know, we have the Amazon Kindle at home.
What?
We have the Kindle, which is a thing.
Yeah.
And there's a big incident over the weekend where, I guess one of the books, available in the Kindle store was a, how do I describe this best? How to be a better pedophile. And this is completely genuine. Written by a for real pedophile.
How did that get on there?
How did that get on there and how did it stay on there? But
well, okay, you know what? I know from one of my clients who's an author, he said that with the new Amazon out, it's been really easy for independent authors or new authors to get their books put on there.
Yeah, somehow I don't think like Barnes & Noble or Random House.
No, thing. Like you don't go through any of those things. You just go directly to Amazon.
And say, here's my book about... touching kids inappropriately.
Well, I'm sure. Yeah, like I don't. I still don't understand how that got on.
This clip will clarify things a bit.
I don't really think I need to defend myself. I think people need to read my book.
Police in a Colorado town are investigating whether the author of a pedophile guidebook did anything illegal, even as they try to protect him from threats. 47-year-old Philip Greaves drew national attention to the town of Pueblo last week when word of his book on Amazon.com hit media reports. The Pedophile's Guide to Love and Pleasure, a child lover's code of conduct, offers advice on how to make a sexual encounter with a child as safe as possible.
I'm not doing any more interviews of a televised nature.
The author says penetration is wrong, but kissing and fondling are okay. Greaves received criticism, threats, and a visit from police. Greaves has no criminal record and is not a registered sex offender. He says he wasn't sexually abused as a child and has never had sexual contact with children as an adult. Authorities say they don't expect criminal charges at this point. They also say Greaves was threatened on a local website. Police plan to monitor his home for his safety. Neighbors say they're worried about Greaves and they plan to keep a closer eye on their children.
Just scary looking. I just thought he was just, he reminded me of one of them sex offenders.
Grieve says he's only sold one book so far and insists the book does not advocate harming children. Carlotta Bradley, The Associated Press.
Okay. So he's...
It doesn't say that it... Did it say it got on Amazon?
It was there. It was there for a bit. I remember when this story first broke, they had the link right to the Amazon website where this was available. It was kind of crazy.
How did his book even get published?
Well,
he probably
just published it himself, right?
Yeah.
Like it was available. I think it was available just as an ebook, as far as I know. So that's easy enough to do. It's just like a couple of clicks, and there you go. So what I don't get is he says that, you know, he's never abused. Sexually abused as a child, but he's never had any sexual encounters with any children. And yet he's writing as an authority in this book.
Yeah, but the whole idea is that he's telling other people how to do it so that they don't get caught.
Yeah.
So he has obviously not gotten.
So if I was the police, I'd be knocking on the door of that one particular person who did buy that book. Go, hey, like reading?
Yeah.
I don't know.
And you're picking some really, like, tricky topics this show, Eric.
Should I keep it a bit lighter?
Maybe for the rest of the show. That would be nice. Thank you.
All right. I got some a little bit lighter topics. Rather than talk about pedophiles, racists, and stuff like that, we'll talk about relationships and how to make yourself irresistible to girls. Or how to play the wrong clip at the wrong time. Let's try this again, all right? Thanks.
How to make yourself irresistible to girls. You don't have to be tall, dark, handsome, and rich to be a ladies' man. Just learn to recognize what women want. You will need some female friends, a little wit, a little generosity, and lots of loyalty.
So, as a resident female here, you're going to tell me whether this is all bullshit or not bullshit. All
right. Okay, so...
Just wait. We're just going to go through these. Here.
Okay.
Step one. Get yourself some wing women. Men who are surrounded by attentive ladies instantly become more attractive to other women.
Is this true, Rochelle?
Yes.
Really? Okay.
Yeah, because then you know that, I don't know, they're
the guy.
Girls already like him, so.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Be macho if you want to play the field. But find your sensitive side if you're looking for true love. Step two, pay your lady lots of compliments. Flattery will get you everywhere. Step 3. Learn to tell a joke. A whopping 93% of women are looking for a guy who can make them laugh.
Are you one of that 93%?
I think the whole joke thing is just because it eases the tension when you're just talking to somebody for the first time.
Yeah.
So, I'm not... Yeah, I mean, it eases the mood. So, it makes the girl feel better about talking with them. Yeah.
All right.
Step 4. Whenever you're together, give her your undivided attention. Who doesn't love to be the center of attention? Step 5. Always pick up the check. And for goodness sake, don't dither about it. Women.
Okay. In this year, is it still... In this day and age, is it still... Like, the obligation of the guy to offer to pick up the check? I guess, I don't know, like I'm kind of divided on this, you know, because I would think that, you know, in the year 2010, we've moved beyond this kind of guy always.
Yeah, but you know, it does have a certain appeal to it if the guy is picking up the check.
I'll deal with
it. Like, it's not necessary. You don't have to. You can go Dutch or whatever. But if you want the girl to really like you and stuff, like I think
so it's
cooler to pay for shit.
All right, if you and I were going on a date,
but you never did that, so
no, hold on. And I said, no, I'll take care of this. And then I took like a, like a Ziploc bag full of random change and put it on the table and said, keep the change.
No.
No?
No.
But the bill is taken care of, right?
Not yes, quite. there's ways, good ways of doing it, Eric, and then bad there's ways, my and way. That is a bad way.
And then there's the Eric way of yes. charming women.
Love a guy who automatically pays for dinner. Step 6. If you're not yet a homeowner, work toward that goal. Research shows that a man who owns a home is 5 times more attractive than one who doesn't.
Ah, shit.
Yes.
Ah, fuck. All right, well, I've got to make up for that 5%.
It's very attractive if they own a home. Eric.
Oh, come on.
Our car.
Step 7. Show your fondness for children. Research shows that, not surprisingly, women are drawn to men who seem like they'd be good dads.
Yes.
For real?
Yeah.
All right.
Step 8. Work out just enough to be in slightly better shape than the average Joe. Most women prefer toned guys over muscle-bound hulks.
Yes.
So you like toned versus complete beef? All right.
Yep.
Step 9. Be faithful. For most women, fidelity trumps attractiveness, health, wealth, and social status every time.
Yes.
Did you know, according to one study, women are attracted to men who smell like their dad?
Weird. I don't even know if I can explain what my dad smells like. Gross. Let me see what else they have to say about this.
That's it.
Oh, that's it. Yeah, I don't think my dad and you smell at all. Like, I think you just smell like my favorite food. That's good enough.
What, pancakes?
Yeah.
See, I was surprised about that clip. I thought there was going to be more. But they seem to nail it. Which is kind of
I think so, yeah.
All right. So.
I think it makes sense.
For the last part where they said that women are attracted to dudes that smell like their dad.
Yeah, that's just fucking weird.
They could have just left that part out. Everything was good up until that point.
Yep.
All right. So there's this restaurant in.
Although you do use the same deodorant as my dad.
Well, exactly. There's actually this is pretty interesting. There's this restaurant in New York City, which is it's called Dan Le Noir in New York, where blind waiters will serve French cuisine in a windowless space with no light. So, like,
yeah, we already know about this.
We talked about this?
Yeah, like so long ago.
I'm completely losing my mind.
I know. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And no, I'm pretty sure we did. Because remember it was on Bret Michaels, that Bret Michaels show where he took the people there and then he was basically making out with the one chick and the other chick didn't know?
Yeah, okay. That's where we talked about it. But I guess yeah. I guess there is a for real place.
I know that. That's why we talked about it.
I guess he must have taken it to the same place.
Probably.
Man. Rock of Love is always one step ahead.
Totally. That was like 2 years ago, wasn't it?
Did you hear how Bret Michaels was banging Miley Cyrus's mom?
Ew.
It's a fact.
And as long as he's not banging Miley Cyrus, that would be fucked.
Yeah, and speaking of facts, let's get this going on right here. We have a little thing, little section on the show we like to call facts. And how it works is on my iPhone, I have this application called 6000.
Oh, you don't need to say all that stuff. Nobody cares.
They will care if they want to download it and play it for themselves.
No, nobody does that, Eric.
Let me just say it. Okay, I'll keep it quick. I'll keep it quick. Anyways, this program called 6501 Crazy Facts is free. It's for the iPhone. If you want to play along at home or by yourself. I'm done. Let's play this. All right. Let's play some facts. All right?
Do it.
All right, here. Blue jays often forget where they hide winter supplies of food. It's sucks. A fact. It's a fucking fact.
The Earth rotates on its axis more slowly in March than in September.
Crazy. That's a, really? That's fucking weird. All right. All right, did you know, Rochelle? In Tokyo, they sell toupees for dogs. All right.
They sell everything in Tokyo. Did you know sunglasses were first worn by film stars not to look mysterious, but to relieve their eyes from the dazzling glare of the early studio lights?
And then someone...
I thought it was just because they were on drugs.
That too. fact... Some scientists believe that the Earth began billions of years ago as a huge ball of swirling dust and gases. Science fact, I guess.
Heinz ketchup, catsup, leaving the bottle travels at 25 miles per hour.
Not when I serve it. It takes like...
forever.
On average, 40% of all hotel rooms in the United States remain empty every night, and yet we are paying lots of money for ours in Cancun.
That's the reason why they're more expensive, because they're, they have to pay for when it's empty. I don't know what that means. Plastic bottles were first used for soft drinks in 1970.
Weird.
That's why there's so many in the dump.
All right. And that's all the facts we got for today. All right. Hope that was very informative for you as it was for us.
And it's very informative.
I'm going to be posting the link to that thing in our episode link so you can check it out. All right. Fact. Here's a fact that this place. What? What, Rochelle? What is that?
What are you doing?
Okay. Give me the face.
Yeah.
All right.
What is this dude? Okay, fine. What never is mind, this? Are mind. You doing? You're doing the fat dude. What?
Well, thanks for listening to Tip Tap Tip. We're gonna be off the on vacation for another 2 weeks.
Hopefully, we will make it back.
If our hotel doesn't explode our stuff, all right. In the meantime, what you can do is you can stay subscribed to our show, where we're going to be posting a couple of our older shows in our feed. So if you haven't checked those out, they'll just kind of automatically come to you. And yeah, if you have some time between now and then, you can enter our Tip Tap Tip song contest. And we'll tell you about the, and we'll send you the prizes that we told you about before earlier in the show. We have lots of stuff going on our site. Links to our Twitter and Facebook. Also, links to our store where you can get one of our Tip Tap Tip t-shirts. And, yeah. What's going on, Rochelle?
That's it, man. I'm going on vacation.
Yeah, we're going on vacation. It's going to be awesome. Hanging out by the beach, drinking things, eating food, and doing what people do on vacation. It's been a while. I've actually kind of forgotten what to do.
Nothing.
And it's weird. Do nothing at all.
Swim, drink, don't get burned.
Exactly. And yeah, when we come back from that, we'll have episode 200 coming up probably on the Sunday, November 28th. Or maybe, no, maybe Saturday. We'll figure it out. Michelle?
Why would he do it on Saturday?
Because it's special and it's 200. All right, or we'll do it Sunday. Sunday, November 28th. It's going to be your next show.
Okay.
Sound good?
Yes.
All right. Michelle's freaking out right now. She's giving me faces.
Well,
and stuff.
I'm like, wait, what? What are you saying?
All right. Thanks for listening. My name is Eric.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.